This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning is gaining momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase elections in Maharashtra. Leaders of all political parties are busy in holding rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed an election meeting at Chetna Maidan in Garhwa. He alleged that the Hemant Soren-led government cheated the people of Jharkhand during the five-year term. Mr. Modi said the JMM, the Congress and the RJD made false promises. The Prime Minister exhorted people to vote for the Bharatiya Janata Party for a double-engine government in Jharkhand to double the pace of its progress. The Prime Minister said that the Bharatiya Janata Party has entered the electoral fray with the guarantee of security, stability and prosperity of Jharkhand. The Prime Minister is now addressing a public meeting in Chaibasa. The date for by-elections in 14 assembly constituencies of Kerala, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh has been changed. The Election Commission has announced the change of dates. The polling will now be held on the 20th of this month instead of 13th November. The 14 constituencies include Palakkad in Kerala, Dera Baba Nanak, Chabbewal, Giddar Baha, Barnala in Punjab, and Mirapur and Kundarki, Ghaziabad, Kher, Karhal, Sishamau, Fulpur, Katihari, and Majawa in Uttar Pradesh. Counting of votes will however take place on the 23rd of November as earlier. The Commission has received representations from various political parties, including BJP, Congress, BSP and some social organizations, demanding the change in date of poll due to large-scale social, cultural and religious engagements on that day. Political activities are peaking across Maharashtra as today is the last day for withdrawal of names for assembly elections. Both key alliances, the ruling Mahayuti and the opposition Mahavikas Aghari, are trying to pacify their rebel candidates and convince them to withdraw the nominations. In Uttarakhand, at least 36 people have been killed and 19 injured when a bus plunged into a deep gorge at Kupi in Almora. Our correspondent reports that the ill-fated bus was travelling from Pori's Nani Danda to Ramnagar with 55 passengers on board. Intensive relief and rescue operations were launched, involving teams from the SDRF, NDRF, police and local authorities. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, State Governor Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami have expressed deep sorrow over the tragic loss of lives. The Chief Minister has directed the suspension of the ARTO of the concerned areas in Pori and Almora. The Prime Minister wished for the speedy recovery of all the injured. He has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. The US will vote tomorrow to elect its 47th president in a fierce race between Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic leader Kamala Harris. This election is expected to be one of the closest contests for the White House in decades. Both candidates have left no stone unturned to win over the voters, particularly in key swing states. The latest opinion polls indicate that the outcome will be decided by results in 7 battleground states: Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jayashankar formally inaugurated the new Consulate General of India at Brisbane in Australia today. On the occasion, Dr. Jayashankar said that the consulate will contribute to strengthening India's ties with Queensland, promoting trade, fostering educational linkages, and serving the diaspora.
Today is a landmark moment and certainly a milestone in our increasingly strong bilateral relationship. It is an acknowledgement as well of growing importance of the state of Queensland, which holds such an important place in many ways in our burgeoning ties.
In table tennis, India's Harmit Desai has clinched dual titles at the WTT Feeder Caracas in Venezuela, winning both the men's singles and the mixed doubles event. In the men's singles, Desai defeated Francis Joe Seyfried 3-0 in the final, while in the mixed doubles, Desai and his partner Kritvika Roy edged past Cuba's Jorge Campos and Daniela Fonseca Caracena 3-2. And that is the end of this news bulletin.